It's now time for a chat with Steve from the Prince of Wales. Right, so let's get the ball rolling, shall we?
Yeah, let's go.
Right, can you tell me and the listener a little bit about the Prince of Wales?
Okay, the Prince of Wales, Newport. It's a traditional local pub. It's been in its current form, I believe, since 1926.
Oh, wow.
There was a bar on the site previously, the Green Dragon Tap Bar, which is attached to the Green Dragon Hotel.
All right.
But once it was all redeveloped in the 20s, then it became the site that everybody knows now.
So you've been basically, the pub in its format at the moment, it's basically been there about 100 years.
Absolutely. A couple of years' time, we'll be able to do a celebration.
Have a bit of a party and a boogie and stuff.
Absolutely. Yeah, we've got a little secret garden out the back, which a lot of people don't realise. A little secluded courtyard, which is quite a nice some outside space. You can get out in the sunshine and whatever. And we've got a nice open fire as well. So once the winter months drag in, then we can light the coal fire or log fire and
toast some marshmallows and
absolutely
make some s'mores and stuff.
Indeed.
Right, so where is the Prince of Wales located then?
Okay, it's located on the right in the centre of Newport, opposite the bus station car park, so pretty much opposite Church Lytton.
Oh, right, so literally smack bang in the middle of Newport.
Absolutely,
then.
On the it's on the crossroads of South Street and Town Lane.
Okay. Right, so it's really easy to find then.
Absolutely, and we've got two entrances, one on South Street and one on Town Lane, so whichever way you're coming along.
So pick your poison, as it were.
Absolutely.
Right, okay then. So other than a fine selection of both alcoholic and non-alcoholic beverages, do you sell food?
Not at the moment, however.
Ah, here's the however.
However, we are in the process. There is a small kitchen there. But it was very out of date and it needed upgrading. So we're in the process of removing that. And we're going to fit a proper stainless steel commercial kitchen in there and start doing food in the new future. I mean, it's never going to be a pub where you come in for a roast dinner or spaghetti bolognese, but we're going to do basket meals.
Oh, like chicken in a basket.
That sort of
sandwiches,
thing.
Paninis, pizza, that kind of stuff.
Cheesy real chips, you know, sort of stuff that, call it fuel for food. Or food for fuel, even.
You're almost like a classic pub grub kind of thing.
That's the sort of thing. So if you're having a few beers and you're a bit peckish, rather than pop up McDonald's on the way out, stop in the pub, we'll cook you something fresh.
And I don't know if I'm ever going to be that hungry, man. then
you have another pint, which is what it's all about at the end of the day.
Yeah, definitely. Do you know what I mean? Because you've been there since the Isle of Wight Festival, haven't you?
Yeah, absolutely. It was the 20th of June on the Thursday of the festival.
Literally hit the, like,
as they opened the gate, we took the keys.
Here we go.
So it was
what was that like?
It was a baptism of fire, to say the least.
But, was that an eye-opening experience for you?
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, because the staff were already there, they had been there through previous festivals, so they sort of gave us a heads up of just how busy it can get.
It's going to be chaotic
in the pub, but they'd done pre-orders, and so we knew we had plenty of stock in,
yeah,
and whatever. So it was a case of, right, open the door, let's go. And of course, the people that come in through the door don't know you've only took it over half an hour previously.
It's like, don't tell them; they'll never know.
And on we went. But no, it was a really good 4 days, and we took a lot of money. So,
this year would have been your first scooter rally as well.
Absolutely, that was something else that worked well. I mean, sadly, my partner and myself are both scooterists ourselves.
Mm.
So normally we would have been camping up at the airfield, but this year the pub took priority. So we advertised it up that we were going to be playing the scooterist type music within the pub, and we had quite a lot of
the Soul, the Motown,
that sort of thing. Yeah, and we had quite a lot of scooter clubs that were visiting. Drop in some just for a quick pint, and some stayed the whole evening. That were staying in Newport. Others ventured down from Carisbrook, where they were staying at the Waverley, and other places around town. So it worked out quite well for us in the end, which was nice. So the fact that we didn't actually entirely miss out on the scooter rally, because the scooter rally came to us as such.
Well, that's nice, though. Yeah. I mean, obviously you've done something right and you've got the vibes right. Otherwise, people won't come. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, because we are both scooterists, we've done some of the decoration in the pub of that sort of theme. And, actively encourage the local scooterists in the community to use the pub that haven't done previously, as well as the locals and visitors as well.
Well, that's good. It sounds like you're doing something right.
Well, we'd like to think so anyway.
You must be doing something, right? So we talked about the Isle of Wight Festival and we talked about the scooter rally. What other events do you have in the pipeline?
Well, once we've got the kitchen up and running, we hope to do some theme nights as well, whether we can do a curry night maybe or...
Okay.
And things like that. We'll put it out there to the customers.
Like curry in a pint for a tenner or something else.
That sort of thing, you know, and try and tie it in with other celebrations. But we've also got quite a lot of other events in the pipeline. For the next one we've got coming up is next week on next Tuesday on the 10th. We've got a quiz night.
All right.
Now, that's going to be a charity quiz night for our chosen charity for this year, which is Heartbeat.
Right.
Which is a great charity. I mean, although they're based in Southampton, what it is that people that are having heart surgery,
right,
or whatever, that are over in Southampton Hospital, Heartbeat, basically they run a hotel right opposite the hospital.
Right.
Now, for £50, I think it is, you get a key, and then you can use the room in that hotel for as long as you want. So if you've got relatives all on the island, and you're in hospital over in Southampton, they can come over, get this key, and then that room is for them to use as long as you're in the hospital.
Oh, wow.
So it's actually quite a good thing. So it costs so much money going backwards and forwards on the ferry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whatever, it's the fact that they can actually stay over there for two or three nights while you're having your surgery or whatever.
I'd imagine it's
quite a good charity.
I'd imagine helps relieve quite a lot of pressure and a lot of stress.
Indeed. So, yeah, that's our chosen charity for this year. So this quiz night on Tuesday will be to try and raise a bit of money for them.
So what's the date of that? What's the actual date of that?
Yeah, that's Tuesday the 10th of September.
Tuesday the 10th of September. Just for clarification with the listener, in case they want to pop along. Is there an entrance fee for that?
Yeah, just a couple of quid for a team.
We're
recommending teams of four and then go from there. I will be delivering the...
You will be the quiz master
for
the night.
I will be here, yeah. So I'll find my sparkly jacket for the night. Okay, then moving on from there, on Friday next week, we've got Irish music.
Oh, right.
Bob's Basement Band. And it's basically playing the lively Irish jigs and whatever, traditional stuff with fiddles and tambours and...
Oh, wow.
And whatever. So that should be quite fun. And that's on Friday night. And it's one of those things, they're never quite sure how many people are going to arrive. You're guaranteed sort of four or five musicians, but you said sometimes 20 of them turn up.
And it's
turns in for a bit of a free-for-all.
Rabble of Irishmen in the bar.
Absolutely. So, that should be good fun on next Friday. Then we've got another soul and ska night, scooters-type music, on the 21st of September, which is a Saturday.
Yeah.
And... I've got yourself obviously coming in as we move a bit further into October and November,
mm-hmm.
which 12th of October and 23rd of November, I believe.
I haven't got my diary with me.
I believe you're coming to play.
Yes, I want to come and do some nice stuff for
us.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
And we've also got a fancy dress Halloween night, which will be on the 2nd of November.
So that'd be the Saturday.
That's the Saturday night.
Yeah.
We've got a DJ in for that, a ska DJ, so that should be fun again. We're going to market that as Ska-Halloween.
Okay.
Once again, it's summer fun. And then pretty soon after that, we hit December and start rolling into the Christmas.
We're going to start all it over again.
Round and round we go. So. Absolutely.
Right, okay, so it sounds like you've got a lot of bits and pieces on for a lot of different people. All you've got to do is keep an eye on social medias and stuff, which is fair enough, which then leads us into our next question. If people wanted to know more about the Prince of Wales, do you have a website and can you be found on social media?
We haven't got a website as such, but we are active on Facebook. We've got a Facebook business page.
Yeah.
And we've also got a Facebook group as well, which is Prince of Wales, Newport.
Okay.
Bracket.
So if you went to the search engine on social media and you just typed in the Prince of Wales Newport, you guys will pop up.
There is an old group there which we haven't got access to from previous before we took over the pub.
Okay.
But that has not been updated for some months, so you'll know you're on the right one because it's got current things on there.
Yeah, no, that's fair enough.
Okay, and we've also just started an Instagram page as well, which is all new to me. I've an age where Instagram is something that... young people do.
There's loads of stuff that the kids do on social media now. Some of it I don't understand. Some of it I do. I'm not going to lie.
Absolutely. So, yeah, that's in its infancy at the moment. But we're going to be starting working towards that as we go on.
No, that's fair enough.
And there's also talk of a TikTok page as well coming up.
Oh, okay.
Coming online. But we'll cross that bridge when we find out exactly how it all works.
That's well beyond my expertise, is that TikTok stuff. Right, so we've talked about events and bits and pieces and like what food and drink you've got going to plan in the have at the venue. What other, other than the events being hosted at the venue, what other entertainment do you have available for patrons?
Oh, well, we've got a great jukebox. Now, we've got an online jukebox, and it will pretty much find anything you put into it. So some of the customers have found out some weird and wonderful songs that that you haven't heard in the last 40 years have suddenly come out of the woodwork and beyond. I think somebody actually managed to play Laurel and Hardy last night on the Trail of the Lonesome Pine, which was quite an unusual thing to hear on a Sunday night. But
it's
exactly. Okay. So it would go from everything like the chart music to thrash metal to classical, whatever you want to listen to, you can find it on our jukebox, which is pretty cool. We're also looking at getting a PA system in the pub so we can start doing open mic nights.
Okay.
Which is something different for the Prince, hasn't done for quite some time. And also we've got a lot of board games on the shelf in there. So we're looking at having board game nights as well. But they're there just for any people who comes in the pub and fancies a game of chess while they're having a pint. Please feel free to go and grab the set from the shelf and
have a go. Literally.
Have a go. We could possibly even look at doing karaoke nights once we've got the PA set up and things like that. But also we're going to look at doing some of the old traditional things, like putting in a meat raffle possibly. And once a week you could win yourself a nice joint of beef for a quid or whatever whatever we decide to roll out is. I've done that in previous pubs and it's always been quite popular. So yeah, we're looking at putting that into the Prince in the near future.
Right, let's sum up, shall we?
Let's go.
Where is the Prince of Wales located and what events do you have in the pipeline?
Well, we're on the crossroads of South Street and Town Lane in Newport, right opposite the Church Lytton and the bus station car park there.
So super accessible to everybody who wants to come in the bus. Yeah.
I mean, we almost changed the name of the pub to the bus stop because we get so many people popping in. Said I've just missed my bus, or I've got 20 minutes to the bus. And
can I have a quick half lager or something?
Absolutely. Every day of the week, somebody says, I've just waiting for me bus, so we are popped in. But yeah, best bus stop on the island, we are. Also, we've just had Sky TV installed in the pub. So we've got Sky Sports now, so all the Premier League football.
Okay, yeah.
And EFL, plus the Formula One motor racing and stuff, the cricket we had on Saturday. So yeah, any sport you wish to see, come in. If the TVs aren't on when you come in, because it's some random sport that we didn't know about, then let us know and we'll put it on for you.
Okay,
so that's quite good. We've got the charity quiz night next Tuesday on the 10th.
Yeah,
to raise money for a heartbeat. Teams of four, a couple of quid a throw to join the to join in.
What time does that quiz start?
I'm thinking we're going for about 7 o'clock.
So about
arrive from 7, and then once we've got enough people through the door, we'll get going.
Make a start. That's fair enough.
Between 7:30 and 8, depending on
Okay. Cool.
When we're ready to go. We've also got Bob's Irish Band in next Friday, the 13th. Friday the 13th. So that'll be interesting if it actually goes off or not.
Some people might be superstitious, some people might not be. Don't
know. Playing traditional Irish jigs and some lively Celtic music, so that should be fun. That's on Friday of next week, 13th. So
yeah,
that'd be fun.
What time does that kick off?
Once again, that'll be about 8 o'clock.
Okay, that's fine.
They'll get going. And
clarification for the listener.
Yeah, they should be in there for a couple of hours. So come on down and if you fancy it, we'll move some tables back and you can have a little boogie.
Have a jig,
absolutely. Okay. And we that's something else. We've just ordered a dance floor for the pub. So when we have got these DJs and bands in, you haven't got to try and dance on the carpet anymore.
Is it going to light up?
We'll be able to, I don't think so.
Ah, right.
Well, if it's popular, then perhaps we'll reorder a light up one. But
I know. I know that. I remember various venues back in the day. I can say this. I'm old enough to say this now. You would dance on the dance floor, and as you stood on the floor, the lights underneath you would change colour, wouldn't it?
I remember that.
I'm not making this up, boys and girls. If you're a younger generation, you don't know what I'm talking about. But us older folk, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
I remember. Yeah, so a few people had mentioned when we've had DJs in previously that, yeah, it's all very well said, but dancing on carpet is never a good thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, we can clear the tables back, and we've got a dance floor on order now. So hopefully that should,
okay.
Hopefully that should be here this week, ready for the next events as we...
Move forward,
yeah.
Okay, then. Right. So if people wanted to know more about the Prince of Wales, do you have a website and can you be found on social media?
Yeah, look us up on Facebook. We've got the business page on Facebook, the Prince of Wales Newport. And then we've got our Facebook group as it is still out there as well.
Okay.
Which is Prince of Wales Newport in brackets. And all our events will be posted up on those platforms. When we've got an infant Instagram group, which is now just about up and running since last week, and hopefully in the short future we'll have a TikTok group.
Okay, no, that's
once we find out what it is.
Yeah, if you got kids, ask your kids. I guess. I don't know. Right. Okay. Then. So, just one last question. Here's the curveball question.
Mm-mm.
Everybody does this to me. It's like, oh, what is he going to say? So I don't want your credit card numbers or any side leg measurement or anything like that. Real simple one this week. What's your favourite album?
My favourite album?
Yeah.
I would say probably Quadrophenia by The Who.
Nah, good choice. Good choice.
It's, I was a fan of the movie when I was a teenager. And still, I think the album as a standalone musical piece... You know, holds its own.
It stuck with you over the years,
and even now, you know, it's a fantastic. Even though the instrumental pieces on there really sort of stand their ground. So.
Nothing wrong with that. Absolutely. Nothing wrong with that at all. For me, it's only really one choice, and that is going to be No Prayer for the Dying by Iron Maiden.
All right,
and the reason why. Is because that is the first album that I ever bought with my own money.
My vinyl copy of Quadrophenia, which I still own, was a Christmas present when I was 17, I think.
So, oh, wow, what a beautiful piece of...
So I can remember opening that on Christmas morning and just like...
Wow!
Staring at it for the next 15 minutes of that without speaking. So, yeah, still there in the box.
Right, that's great, man. Anyway... Thank you so much for coming into the studio, Steve. It's been great chatting with you. I wish you all the best for your newfound adventure at the Prince of Wales. And I will pop in sooner rather than later for a pint as well.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Before I play some music for you. I do appear every now and then, though, as you know.
Absolutely. We've seen you a couple of times. So, yeah, keep on coming. And hopefully some of the listeners will come and have a look, see what we've done to the place since we've changed it up as well.
That's the reason why you're here. Anyway, absolutely. Thank you very much, sir.
Thanks,
enjoy the rest of your day.